first off, congratulations. What does this mean for you and your family?
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it. You know, it means a lot, you know, being able to spend a special moment with my family here. You know, it's a blessing, man. And, you know, just seeing my story, where I started from, it is very exciting for me right now, you know. I still feel surreal. But at the end of the day, you know, I still got to continue to prove myself.
What did Dave tell you when he, you know, when this was a done deal? And how did Gus, you know, take it? Did Gus cry?
Oh, man, Dave just told me how much he appreciated me. And this was a no-brainer for him, you know, just showing. And he wanted to show other guys, you know, if you work the way you're supposed to work, and also you go out there and produce, that he's going to take care of his guys that he brought in. You know, that's the same for Gus, you know. He's very fired up about it. So, you know, it's a great time right now, just seeing where things are headed for this organization.
Congratulations, Alan. Have you had a moment yet to sit down or at least think about that journey from that draft day that you talked about, I think, a couple of months ago, or, you know, where you weren't picked and how quickly everything has kind of changed?
Thanks, I appreciate it. And yeah, of course, you know, I thought about that once the season was over with, you know, just how I started, you know, the day I didn't get drafted and where I finished at this year. You know, it's a long, long journey. But the thing about the NFL, no one cares about what you did your first year or your second year. You got to continue to come out here and improve for that. You know, so guys like me, Adam Robinson, you know, we really fired up about his upcoming season because, you know, guys want to see us progress.
So does this mean you've got to take the whole receiver group out for dinner or something soon?
Oh, man, they sent me a group text already talking about where we're going to eat. So I don't know. Maybe we'll go to somewhere like Chipotle.
Got to take at least the Outback.
We'll see.
Alan, how cool is it that you you've seen the immediate reaction from not just the guys in the receiver room with you, but it seems like across the locker room. How special is that, you know, for you to you know, to see this sort of embrace from your teammates?
It means a lot, man. You know, from each guy, you know, it's all genuine. And these are the guys that you work with every day. It's their family. So for them to just have that support of me, you know, I know tomorrow they'll give me a hard time about it. But at the end of the day, you know, it's all love. And that's what I love about those guys, man. No matter what's going on or what's happening around, they're always going to have my best interest.
How do you try to not let this, you know, change you and how you approach the game and what got you here?
Oh, that for sure won't change me. You know, no matter how much money I make, you know, I'm still going to step out on the field thinking of the day I went undrafted. You know, that's with me forever. So the money doesn't change me at all. I will always stay true.
How much fun is it going to be seeing, you know, you're kind of the first guy in line, but obviously A-Rob, Blake, you know, there's a lot of guys going down the line that could have a night like you're having tonight. How cool will that be to see other guys come after you?
It'll be real well, you know. You know, that's what you play for, you know, just to see you get paid and also the guys around, you know, it's always a good thing. If you're getting paid, that means you're doing something well. So I know those guys coming up, I'll be very excited for them. You know, I know they're probably going to give me a hard time about it till they get paid. But at the end of the day, you know, it's all love for us, you know. That's one thing about us, especially as a receiver group. You know, we all want what's best for each other. And I could probably say that about the whole team. You know, there's never any jealousy or any hating on each other. You know, we always want what's best for each other.
Is there anything that you've dreamt of that now you're going to go out and purchase? any dream like that'll now come true?
No, not yet. You know, I'll probably have to sit here and think about it, but nothing haven't came up as of yet. You know, I really didn't dream of this anytime soon. You know, it was just a thing that came up, and we'll see how it goes from here.
Hey, Alan, congratulations. You know, you talk to guys all the time, like Rashid Bailey you know, some of the other undrafted wide receivers that are on the roster, but undrafted players in general, and they all speak so positively of you. How much do you kind of take pride now in being the poster child for an undrafted success story?
I take a lot of pride in that. You know, I'm just giving back to the guys that went through the same thing that I went through. And, you know, we kind of connect very well because I went through the same pain that they went through. So that speaks volume, you know, just to see someone going through the same situation you have and overcame no matter what, when people doubted you or you didn't get drafted, you know. So that speaks volume. And anytime I can help guys like that, you know, I'm going to always be there, you know. Guys like Shea Bailey, you know, me and Chris Ivory, you see, he just got a new deal as well. So we always relate to each other.
Has Michael Irvin reached out to you yet?
Not yet. You know, I'm sure it's coming soon. You know, he's going to give me a hard time about it. But I know he's going to call soon.
Alan, yeah. I think you mentioned this kind of came up out of the blue. Were you not expecting anything to be done with contract until maybe closer to the season or after the season?
Not this soon. You know, I thought it was going to happen like around training camp time. My agent told me that he was coming up today to meet, but we didn't expect to get a deal done today. So, you know, my main thing was, you know, just staying healthy, take care of what I can, and the rest going to control itself.
Hey, Alan. Congrats again. You said you still feel like you got to prove yourself. Is that because you went undrafted or because now you're getting paid and you got to prove that you're worth it?
Oh, nah. Not because I'm getting paid. You know, just still because I went undrafted. And, you know, another thing is, you know, that's the thing about the NFL. You know, that's one thing I love about it. You know, no matter what you did last year, you know, they want to see what you can continue to do. And you could have a great year last year, and you could come out this year and you're not play so well. They'll forget about what you did the year before. So that always keeps me on the edge. You know, man, A-Rob, Marquise, we always talk about that a lot. You know, just we know that our expectations exceed everyone else's.